Oh, man. The fucking kitchen is killing me. My basement is full. I don't have a stove. I just want to cook in my own house. Is it wrong that I say I'm sick of pizza?
No, you can definitely get sick of pizza.
That's why we're recording in this place.
This place. This giant expanse full of wood.
Lots of it. It is really fucking dusty in here.
It smells like fucking Paul Bunyan's dick in here.
Hi, I'm Marcus.
And I'm Nick.
And we are Working Class Nerds.
We're the podcast to give you no information about your favorite information.
Today is Thursday, September 6, 2018. You can find this terrible, dusty podcast on Google Play, Buzzsprout, Apple Podcast, and Stitcher. You can find us on Twitter. I am at MarcusB814.
And I am at Nick Vern. That's N-I-C-K-V-E-R-N. And just a quick note before we get started. I don't know what I was thinking before when I stopped telling you guys about this, but please stop what you're doing. Go on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. As long as it's 5 stars, you can say whatever you want. I don't care if you share all of your crazy political views or like your stupid cat pictures. Do whatever you want, as long as you leave a 5-star review.
Well, so I guess we gotta leave. Can I leave myself a review about you? I'll leave 5 stars, but I'll talk about how terrible you are.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. You can say you hate the show. As long as it has 5 stars, it's totally fine.
So this week's episode, we're going to be diving into, guess what, the fall roadmap that was just released yesterday. So not only did they drop a roadmap on us early, they gave us a live stream. So there's a lot to talk about.
It's a lot. I'm excited about it.
You should be.
And I haven't even been playing SOTOR a lot.
Well, no, it's because you've been playing fucking Siege like a champion, or I don't even know what you've been playing.
Well, a little bit. I'll get into that.
All right.
So, without further ado, go ahead.
No! I want you to go first today.
Oh. Don't I always go first?
Do you?
Yes.
Wow. Well, I've been working too many hours.
Yeah.
Nick, what have you been doing this week? I'm just... Oh, fuck.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
So, I've had a pretty, like, probably the most boring doldrum existence over the past 2 weeks. I have an insane class schedule highlighted by my Wednesdays. I have class from 9 a.m. to 9:20 p.m. with 15-minute intervals in between each class.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. So, obviously, that fucking sucks. So I'm dropping one of the classes that's a major factor in that. So I'll have a lot more time. It drops me down from 17 credits down to 13, which is a lot more manageable. And then I'll just graduate in the spring, and it'll make my life way easier. So I can happily bring you this dusty podcast.
It is really dusty in here. I'm just looking around. I'm like, fuck, I'm actually clean. Like, if I was working in here and you showed up and I was like, oh, all right, let's fucking record a podcast, I'd feel all right. But I was actually home and I showered
right for
the first time ever in my life before the podcast.
Yeah.
And now we're back in my shop because my house is in disarray.
Yeah, because you're redoing your kitchen. You don't have a kitchen and you've been eating straight pizza for the past 3 weeks.
Not just pizza, but like chicken francais from this pizza shop.
Okay.
Oh, I want to get chicken piccata from this pizza shop.
Right.
Like, but I've had zero interest in Chinese food.
Yeah.
Just something about the chicken finger and me right now is just not friendly.
Yeah, there's a lot of saltiness in that. So, like, if I come home from working, like, or something, or doing a lot of physical something, I don't want to eat, like, a bunch of salty food.
I love salt.
Well, I know.
But it's not okay what's going on in my house. And then, I'm 3 weeks into this thing.
Yep.
You know what my wife said to me today?
What?
Just before I left.
Oh,
ready
boy.
For this?
Yeah.
When is this going to be done? Because I need to finish getting ready for this baby. Like, I've produced so much work in this goddamn fucking kitchen.
Yeah.
So goddamn fast.
Yeah, you've done like 3 months worth of work in like 3 weeks.
Basically. Well, no. I basically, in 3 weeks, I've done 6 weeks worth of work. Because it's usually 6 weeks to template.
Okay,
and my
stone
got templated today. But we're not going to talk about that.
What the fuck have I been up to?
Yeah. Like, so I understand your week has sucked, and you've cut back a class, and now you're at 13, but so what else have you been doing?
So, I did game a little bit this week, and I received a really cool email earlier this week, which I'm sure a lot of people who play Siege got, but it was from Ubisoft. The email said something to the effect of, hey, we know that you play a lot of Siege on console, and we're looking for more players' input on our PTS for the PC version of the game, because they're coming out with a new update. So they have the PTS is running the new update with a new map and new operators, so they want to see...
They not do PTS on the console?
I don't think so.
Okay.
At least not. I mean, it's a 3-year-old game, so they might have, like, waning... Well, actually, I don't know how you would do a PTS on a console. I don't think I've ever had a PTS on the console.
I have no idea. Yeah. I'm just asking. I know there's PTSs for almost... I know The Division has a public one.
Right.
There's a bunch of them, so...
Well, anywho. So I got an invite for the PC version, which was awesome. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. I immediately downloaded it and started jamming, on my PC. I only ended up playing, like, 3 games, but still. My walking ability... So transitioning from console to... Keyboard and mouse. Yeah,
A-S-D.
That was okay. And my mouse, like, my mouse...
Mediocre?
It was okay, like, aiming the gun and stuff. That was fine. And then walking was fine, but, like, crouching or, like, reload, switching guns, like, I had to, like, kept looking down at the board and I would get killed. It was terrible. I felt like an old person.
And everybody that plays on a PC is way better than you're used to.
Right.
Because you know that a guy has... 0.32 seconds to turn the analog stick, where the mouse, they just
it's
move.
It's like insta.
Yeah, insta death.
Right. So, I did okay, but I would definitely like to play more, and it makes me want to, like, go get Siege, just for PC.
I think I saw it on cdkeys.com for, like, $8.99.
Yeah, the base game's not a lot. The problem is you want, like, the extra operators now. So, like, I'd be starting fresh, so I should really get, like, the full version of the game, or like one of
the latest and greatest.
Yeah, which would be pretty expensive, like closer to $60 or $80.
I think all games should have a PTS.
Yeah.
Because, basically they're rolling out this giant update.
Yeah.
And they want to see how bad they fucked it up.
Right.
Basically. And so, and believe it or not, those 3 matches that you played, it actually helped the developers because, they're like, okay, this guy played 3 games, but while he was playing it, Johnny Smith in Arkansas had 4 megabits of lag more than you, which affected their game, and they can kind of fix all that shit.
Right. It was cool too, because I could actually play some of the new operators, which is always sweet. Actually, I had a point about the PTS. Yeah, it's a win-win to definitely do a PTS for from the developer's standpoint, because A, they get to fix all their bugs, because the players are going to find them, and players are pumped to jump into PTS. I know I am, anyway. I know you like him, too. You've done it for SOTOR, because you get to try out all the new content before it's actually released. So no one's, it's a win-win. People get stuff early, and the developers get help finding all the bugs.
The PTS that we did for operations in SOTOR was awesome.
Yeah.
Because as a raid leader, or an ops leader, it helped you, because... when you get into the actual fight, you actually have a clue. Like, I still didn't know how to do it.
Right.
But at least I've been there, so I have more experience. When you go in there blind, completely blind, it makes it hard, and I feel like it creates tension because, Johnny Smith may have an idea, but his idea is fucking stupid because we tried it 100 times in the PTS. But, PTSs are good.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
And so one thing I'm just going to bring up before we move on, because I'm really excited that you played on the PC.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, like, the PC is the way to be.
Oh,
because,
for sure.
You can play. So the other thing is hook your controller up to your computer.
Right.
Because believe it or not, you're so good at the game. Yeah, there's going to be the guys that have the super snipe with the mouse, but you actually might do pretty well with the controller.
Right.
So, and so many of these games are perfect controller support for the PlayStation controller or the Xbox that you should be able to just plug it in and play.
Yeah.
And be able to rock out and feel comfortable. And if you find, like, you're getting your ass kicked...
Then switch over.
But it takes about a month to really get used to it.
Yeah.
And the other thing I heard you say was you're playing a 3-year-old game. I'm playing a 6-year-old game.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, it, the fact that they're dumping this much money into the Siege community just means that people are playing the game.
Yeah. I think the esports for Siege are, like, the biggest they've ever been right now.
Exactly. That's really cool. Yeah. So, it's awesome to hear a game that's 3 years old is cranking along.
Right.
You know, I see all these games, and as much as I want to play them, I'm happy in my little SOTOR world.
Right.
With a little bit, like, 2 hours a week of World of Warcraft, right. Which I'll get into that later.
So what else from the PTS? I did not play the new map, unfortunately.
How come?
It just didn't pop up in the 3 games.
It happens.
But I did play the 2 new operators, Maverick and Clash.
Wait, is Maverick dressed up like Maverick from Top Gun?
No. No, he is a pilot, though. He's a pilot from the Royal Air Force.
Way to go, Ubisoft.
It's awesome. He's not an American guy. He's British. Or from, somewhere in Great Britain. Whatever. He's a pilot.
He's Top Gun.
Yeah.
The next operator will be Goose. And he dies by ejecting.
Right. But Maverick is really cool. He's an attacker, and he has a blowtorch that can make holes and reinforce walls and stuff. So he can make a big circle and make an opening for you to walk through, or he can just burn peepholes, which is sweet. So, like, I saw somebody online use a Maverick Blackbeard combo. So Blackbeard has a shield on the front of his gun so that you can't shoot him in the head while he's aiming down his sights. Mm-hmm. So, like, Maverick can make a peephole in a reinforced wall, and then Blackbeard can peek through and just mow everybody down inside, and his shield on his gun will take all the bullets.
Huh.
So it's... I mean, you know, Blackbeard's shield will break, you know, after a couple shots, but still, those couple shots that buys you a lot of time.
So what you're saying is you make peepholes.
Yeah, pretty much. Or also known as...
You're a creep.
Also known as glory holes.
Well, whatever, but you're a creep.
Clash, I wasn't super into. A lot of people are, like, really liking Clash because that operator is a defender with a shield. Which is, they've never had someone like that before. Only people with Riot Shields have been attackers before. But Clash has a fully transparent shield that covers the whole operator's body. And it, like, has these, like, electric shocks that come out, which is pretty cool. So you can, like, damage gadgets and stuff like that, or shock people.
So basically they made a tank.
Yeah, it's basically a tank. But you can't really attack while you're covered.
Yeah, but he's basically a tank.
Right.
So if his teammates are behind him, and he's got that invisible shield...
Yeah, they can just, like, basically snap shoot, like in paintball, out
right.
And shoot people.
Right, so he's basically created a tank.
Yeah.
Tank class.
It's pretty cool.
And there's no need for a healer, because it's...
But there is a healer. There's Doc. Doc has a stim pistol. I think you get 3 shots, and it'll heal somebody, like, 50 health or something like that. Wow. So you could have a tank and a healer to relate back to your ops.
Basically, that's what they're doing.
Yeah. At least on the defensive side.
Yeah, but that's when you need it.
Right.
You don't need a tank on the offense.
Right.
The offense, you were going to blow shit up and kick in doors.
Right. One last thing before I kick it on over to what the hell you've been up to. I want to give a little teaser for next episode. I will be picking up the new Spider-Man game for PS4 tomorrow, which is supposed to be legit.
So it's based off of Batman Arkham.
Yeah.
It's the same game mechanics... Just on steroids, because you can fly around with his web.
I'm pumped about that. I like that game style anyway, because in, you know, Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War, it's like a very similar game mechanic.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Similar, yeah. So, like, beating up hordes of people and, like, sort of climbing around, sort of kind of Assassin's Creed style, you know?
Who made the game?
Warner
Brothers?
Yes, Warner Brothers made it.
Yeah, so it's basically, it is... The Arkham. I thought it was the Batman Arkham series combat style.
It's cool. Oh, Monolith and Warner Brothers is who made the Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War.
Oh, right. So they're basically using the combat mechanics
from the Arkham games.
Yeah. But those Arkham games are one of the most popular ever of a Batman game.
Yeah. I'm excited. I really want to play this game. And
is it co-op?
I don't know. I just know it's gotten great reviews, and it's Spider-Man, and it's got those type of mechanics, so I'm really looking forward to it. And Al is like, hey, bitch ass, come pick me up. We're going to get this game. So, shout out friend of the podcast, Al.
Well, Al needs to come. What? He can't come on the next episode because that's our live episode.
Right.
and we're gonna fail at that miserably.
Yeah, we don't. And Al does. We don't need Al to contribute to the failure.
No, but maybe after that, we gotta have him back on.
Also, I'm gonna be starting to play God of War soon, Marcus. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
It's not my fault. So I'm pretty sure the disc is inside my PlayStation.
Oh, but you just haven't had the time.
But I think I can't find the Detroit Human case. And I've always bitched at everybody, like, put the game back in its correct case. I opened up the God of War case. I'm like, oh, here it is for next. Open it up, no disc. And I was like, the fuck is it? And I'm like, oh, it must be in the PlayStation. But the last game I played on the PlayStation was Detroit Become Human.
And you can't find the Detroit case, so now you're at a conundrum because you don't want to take it out with
nothing. Right, and as I said, my basement is full of shit.
Full of stuff.
And my wife's like, oh, just move it all. I'm like, where the fuck are we going to move it?
You can rent a tent in the backyard.
Go get one of those pods and just put it in the driveway. What's in the pod? My office.
Right.
When is it coming out? Never.
Yeah, it's just going to be there. It's a permanent residence pod.
Because even once the kitchen's done, I still have nowhere for that shit to go.
Oh, right.
It's not like my office is going to be in the kitchen.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think of that. You're going to need a pod.
Yeah.
Or expand the shop.
She would kill me. Anyway.
Back at the ranch.
Yeah.
So, that's it for me. Marcus, what has life brought your way this week? That might be the most, like, fluttery thing you've ever written in the show notes.
Well, it's because in the template it says, what SOTOR bullshit do you have to tell me? And I'm like, I don't really want to tell you any bullshit.
Oh, so you just spiced it up and made it a lot more positive. I get it. But anyways, let's hear it.
Well, as I said, I'm in the middle of the kitchen. The stone template got done today. You know, my wife is all over me to finish, and I'm 3 weeks in. Blah-de-blah-blah-blah. But this week, I've made significant time to get back into gaming, because like last week or 2 weeks I barely gamed, and I went kind of like
mentally
wiggy.
Crazy.
No, I like lost my mind a little bit. Like I didn't find my inner me.
Yeah,
you know,
you need like separate time just to do your own thing.
Well, I just need to enjoy games.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like you need time for both. It can't be all work and no play makes Marcus and Nick bad podcasters.
Well, even if we do game, we're still going to be bad podcasters.
That's true.
We're completely fucking terrible at this. What do you mean? I mean, I randomly started our podcast over nothing because we just started rambling and I clicked record.
Yeah, I know. And I just went with it.
Yeah, exactly. So, Sunday night, it was Labor Day weekend, so Death Star Troopers took the night off. I gave basically the team the night off because it seems like every holiday weekend, everybody's always
busy. Yeah, that makes sense.
But then everybody ended up playing on Sunday
and you were the
in
only
separate
one busy.
Places. No, in separate places.
Oh, okay.
But I did run with the new Outriders, Intastar. You played with him on Fun Feeling Mondays.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He said they were doing something. He posted it in one of the chat, like 5,466 chats I'm in on Discord.
I had to mute my Discord. There's a lot of chats. And you're in way more than I am.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, it used to all fit in one, like, column on my phone screen, but now to go through them all, like, I have to scroll through. But that doesn't matter. So anyway, so he invited me. So I jumped in their Discord, and I've run ops really smooth. And I'm not talking shit about any raid team ever I've run with.
Yeah.
Because everybody is great. But you know when like the sun and the moon align and everything just happens perfectly?
Yeah.
So we did EV because they were like, we only have an hour. And I was like, whatever you guys want to do. So we did EV.
Yeah.
No joke. We did it in like 40 minutes.
That's fast.
It was insane.
That's the one with Soa, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Where you took the plummet to the bottom of the...
Yeah, I took a nice swan dive. Yeah, I got a 10 out of 10 from the judges.
Yeah, you did a belly flop onto Soa's bottom.
Right.
Anyway, so we had fun there. It was awesome. I mean, you remember the puzzle?
Yeah.
Where, like, the pylon things you moved, like, the top one was already solved for us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, like, insanely fast. They were like, oh, here you guys go. It's Labor Day weekend. We're going to get this done really quick. So, thanks to those guys for having me. It's always really fun to run with a team that you've never run with because everybody has their own play style.
Right.
You know, hearing, like, their style of the mechanics. You know, there's certain things that are all the same, but, you know, some of the fights, like, it's just different.
Yeah.
You know, different than I do it or anybody does it, you know. Well, I just fail. I rely on everybody else. But anyway. But then I got back into Fun Feeling Mondays this week, and it was awesome. I got to kick Brian out because, you know, Brian has to go to bed at, like, 8 o'clock p.m. Central, which is, like, 7 o'clock Eastern. Before we even do Fun Feeling Mondays, he's already in bed, and he just joins the Discord and talks to us.
That's just terrible.
Yeah, so he was in it, and he was running, and I kicked him out of the group because we had a first-timer come.
Oh.
And that was actually, it's like when you came, it's awesome, man. So the first op that you're going to do in Star Wars, EV.
Right.
So we did it again. It's epic as fuck bringing somebody new because they're just like, you can hear it like, wow, this is cool. Oh, this is cool. Oh, wow. You know what I mean? No matter how many times you do it.
Yeah.
And I even put in the notes that you can relate to that.
Yeah, definitely. The first time I was like, it's cool to see like the scope of everything. It's like, oh, this is kind of a complicated puzzle with the pylons and stuff. Once you figure it out, it's relatively straightforward. But doing it for the first time, and I got to push the buttons, which always makes you feel cool.
Yeah.
That's definitely, it's like a sense of, like, wonderment, like a kid in a candy store, like the first time you, like,
yes.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's it's a cool experience.
Absolutely. So we had a full eight, which, you know, some of the new guild members, to Bad Feeling, a bunch of new people came. I'm hoping we get 8 to 16 every week, because that'd be great to run 16 man ops every Monday night. Then Tuesday, I wanted to be home so bad for 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because the Gree monthly event is back.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite fights in SOTOR is Operator 9. And this other fight is the Xeno Analyst, but he's only available to fight when the Gree are in town, essentially.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So during this event. And I love this fucking fight. I love it. So I'm like, I'm going to be home for 9. I'm going to get in there, and I'm actually going to do it. Nope. I had to finish working in the shop.
Yeah.
I was super fucking busy, and I'm like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there.
Didn't get there.
Nope.
What time did you get back?
Like 9:15. They were just fucking finishing it. So, like, I jumped in the Discord, and they were like, oh, hey, Marcus, but shut up because we're in the middle of the fight. Oh, do this. And I know it's the end of the fight. And I'm like, and I missed it. And they're like, yep, done. And I'm like, son of a bitch. But either way, there's these rampages where you kill 150 enemies around, like, a planet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for that conquest system. And so everybody was doing that, so I actually hit my personal target.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, I don't ever really do it because all I really do is ops. You can call me lazy. You can call me an asshole because I'm not helping the guild, but I'm helping the guild by doing alts. I mean ops.
Yeah, and you give them a shout-out on the podcast every week. That's, or every 2 weeks. That's pretty sweet, too.
Well, it's because I want everybody to come do ops with me.
Right. That's true.
You know? So, either way, that was Tuesday.
Yep.
Last night, our fearless leader, Jana, was out. So I told him, don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two people that were out.
Yep.
And then yesterday was Rack Evan's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rack Evan.
Yep. So his wife was taking him out for a nice steak dinner and a taco.
Sweet.
Wait,
steak and a taco?
Yeah, why not? It's like the two greatest things ever.
Yeah, but then you have to make two stops, don't you?
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Maybe a steak and a pancake?
Steak and a beer?
Perfect.
There we go.
Thank you. See, I fucked it up.
Back to reality.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, so we had three fill-ins last night. Who came? Intastar, who I ran with the new Outriders.
Yep.
Then Rubes came, and we had Scrubland Shad show up. And he's always great to have.
Friend of the podcast, Scrubland Shad.
Yep. And, you know, they were awesome to have, and I enjoyed having them come because then we all got to run. We did Terror from Beyond, which you remember those cores that shoot laser. I mean, lightning.
Yep.
Stay out of the lightning, Nick.
Yeah, I couldn't avoid it if it, my life depended on it.
Exactly.
Which it did.
Yep. So we did that, and we one-shotted everything, which was really fun. Because anytime you have three people that are fill-ins, no matter how skilled they are, it's kind of hit or miss.
Right.
How yeah. we get...
How the chemistry, like...
Yeah, the chemistry. It's all about chemistry. Anyways, and then we went and visited the Golden Chicken mm-hmm. in Taboro's courtyard, and we violated him and, you know, and took him downtown, Julie Brown, and took care of that. Whew. Man, I had so much snooze, dude. Oh, my God. And I haven't even gotten into the SOTOR stuff yet.
I know. This is great. So...
Either way. So this Sunday.
Yep, this Sunday.
I'm a guest on the AIE podcast, which is basically the guild-wide podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Then, on Tuesday, I'm going to be on the Bad Feeling podcast with Chuck and Brian.
Right. Right, right.
Like, holy shit. You know, there's only one more podcast I need to be on. And then I've been on every single SOTOR podcast. And that's the Council. The Council SWOTOR. So, yeah. Hint, hint. Magic Ace, Redna, Elise, Sakari. I would love to come on your show and talk about SOTOR.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Nudge, nudge. So, either way, it was really, that's, whew. I think it's getting insane, all these podcasts, like a lot of talking.
Yeah, I can tell you're a little... worn out with the talking.
Well, no.
Not for right now. That's not what I meant. But.
No. I'm not worn out at all. I think it's exciting. I love to talk about this game. I absolutely love it. I want everybody to come play it. With me. With you. With, you know, the AIE peeps. Everybody. So I will do one more shout out to Dent. So if you're around this Friday, Dent is hosting a Flashpoint Friday.
Okay.
So basically, you know, I think he's been doing it once a month or once every couple weeks or something, where he, just on a Friday night, he does a bunch of Flashpoints.
Yeah.
And he calls it Flashpoint Fridays or something. Triple F. I don't know. But either way, so if you want to do it and get a hold of Dent in Discord or get a hold of me, and then I'll make sure I get you guys a... Discord invite, because he runs all of the Flashpoints. I think he just randos picks them and goes and does it.
Sweet.
So if all this sounds fun to you, go to aie-guild.org and get our Discord information so you can jump in the SOTOR channel and ask for a guild invite. I mean, who wouldn't want to come play this game with Nick and myself and everybody else that we get to play with?
I certainly want to come play.
Well, I hope so. We got to get... Well, but I understand. You absolutely love Siege. So when you're playing that, that's like your SOTOR.
That's true. That's my SOTOR right now, for sure.
It's been for a while.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, the other games have come and gone, and Siege has remained.
You know what? You always go back to it.
Yeah.
So just because you play a game and then come back to it, that's your heart.
Right.
You know, like SOTOR, like I'm playing a little bit of World of Warcraft.
But you're playing mostly SOTOR.
Right, but, like, I'll play it for a couple hours, and after a couple hours, I feel like I'm cheating on SOTOR.
Right.
I gotta go play it.
Right.
So, anyway, so I know we're in the shop, but I really need to use the bathroom.
Sure.
And there is no bathroom in the shop, so we gotta go next to the building.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's do this.
We'll be right back. And we're back. So today, we're going to dive into the fall roadmap released by Keith yesterday. This roadmap introduces the next major storyline, as well as exciting new gameplay, guild focus improvements, and more coming this fall in Star Wars The Old Republic.
I can't fucking wait to talk about this.
This is awesome.
You know, I sent it to you purposely because I think this roadmap is really good.
Yeah.
But even more so, it might be because they haven't said anything for months.
Mm-hmm.
Really, truly. So anytime you get a taste of the new content, you get really excited, but let's go. Ready?
Yeah. So the first chunk says, Summer of PvP Update. So over the past few months, you have been asking for increased interaction with the development team. So, in our ramp-up to game update 5.9.2, Galactic Legend, we've revitalized our public test server process and made significant changes based on your feedback. Your participation was a key part of the update, which includes a new 4v4 Mandalorian Battle Ring Arena and a new Rishi Hideout Stronghold, where you can now host your own PvP battles. We've been enjoying watching all the creative ways you have been using and fighting in your Rishi Hideout Strongholds. We've also just wrapped up PvP Season 9, and Season 10 is underway. Most players have secured their new rewards, including weapons, titles, mounts, flares, and more. We'll wrap up this PvP summer with the new 8v8 Vanden Hutball Warzone, coming with game update 5.9.3, Fame and Fortune. We're targeting mid to late September for this update, and is currently live on the PTS.
I personally love the new name of the Hutball map. It's called the Sky Shredder.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's an awesome fucking name.
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
Way to go, guys. That's an awesome name. It's not just Quesh Hutball. It's the Sky Shredder.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play that just because.
I do,
and
too.
There's no walls, so you can be force pushed off the walls and die.
Oh, that's sweet.
Imagine having the football, the Hutball, and you're running, and somebody's just like, force blast, see you later.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck.
Where does the Hutball spawn if you get knocked off the map?
Back in the center.
Oh, so they could be... That's interesting.
So, yeah, because, you know, you want to, like, kind of be strategic. So, you don't ever want to just be in the middle, but this map is going to force you to be in the middle because...
A little bit, right.
You can get blown off the edges.
Right.
I think... PTS, right?
Yeah.
We were just talking about this. I think the PTS is great. For stuff like PvP and even operations, not the story much because that's solo content and you can't really screw that up.
Right.
But all the other stuff... I think a PTS is great because now you're getting people that care about it to do it. You know, I watched the live stream that they did yesterday at 2:30 Eastern time, because that's the only time zone.
Yep.
And, you know, I've never realized how toxic people are.
Oh, like in the chat?
Oh, my God, dude. There's this one dude, and I'm not even going to call him out because it's not even worth my time.
Yeah.
But, dude, he just acts like a dig-a-douche.
Yeah.
And like... He's saying stuff to the devs like, if you hate this fucking game so much, quit the goddamn game.
Like what?
Yeah, you know, like, totally. Like, just blasting these guys over stuff that obviously they can't fix.
Right.
Like, obviously, dude, you can't fix it. But you continue to play the game that you hate so much, just quit it.
Right,
And just, there's so many people that are toxic, and I just don't get it, man. Like, these guys, they're putting out a game that we all love. And if you're one of the most people I saw watching the stream, 862 people.
Yeah.
If you're one of those 862 people watching it, you're pretty invested in the goddamn game.
Right.
And if you hate it that much, why are you watching the stream?
Exactly.
Uninstall it and quit the goddamn game.
Right. And move on with your life.
Exactly. Like, go play...
World of Warcraft.
Go play Fortnite.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm not a Fortnite guy, but I'm just saying, if you hate the game so much... Go play something else.
Yeah.
There's my rant. Be nice to the devs because they work fucking hard.
Right.
You know, some things they do are dumb, and we tell them they're dumb.
And then they fix them.
But even if they don't fix them right away, hey, you made a stupid mistake. When was the last time you made a mistake at work, Nick?
Last time I worked.
Hey, guess what? I make one every day.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, so people fuck shit up all the time. Just like, they're doing the best they can.
Right.
And they're giving us everything. Like, over the course of the last year, we've gotten a new op. We've gotten new flashpoints. We've gotten new story. We've gotten a shit ton of PvP. They even fixed GSF, the Galactic Starfighter, which, if anybody plays that, you're like God to me, because I get in it and I immediately go upside down and crash into an asteroid. I just don't get the whole airplane flying up and down. Like,
I got to try that, because like, if you ever play the Battlefield games, flying in that is like a big learning curve, at least for me. Some people are like... real pilots, and they're like nasty at it. They can do barrel rolls, they do strafing runs, and it'll be like inches over buildings.
Yeah.
And like, just if you get a really good pilot like that in a Battlefield game, you're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You just fuck up the whole game.
Yes.
But,
and that's why I don't play Battlefield, because the graphics are awesome and the gameplay is awesome.
Yeah.
I just can't drive a tank. I can't drive the Jeep.
Yeah,
I crash.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have to get killed by somebody else. I just kill myself.
Yeah. I'm okay at the tanks usually. Keyword being okay. But
I can't even shoot the missile right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's a guy driving, and then there's the guy missiling.
Yeah.
I'm the missile guy, and I still fuck it up. No thanks. But either way, so they've given us a shit ton of content this year.
Yeah.
And is it, you know, for the first time ever since I've been playing the game, I can say they've accommodated every single person in the year 20 great team.
Yeah. Right. They've hit a lot of PvP stuff. They did a new op. They have new story content.
Yep.
They've done everything, and they fixed Galactic Starfighter.
Yes. So, they've done it.
Right.
Take it easy. Anyways, moving on.
Back at the ranch.
Yeah. That was my fucking... I went crazy yesterday. It's... Remember how crazy I went when you... That Dunkin' Donuts coupon?
Oh, my God. Okay, we gotta do a sidebar here. So, I was helping Marcus with some... What the hell? I don't even remember what we were doing. Some project, and we got Dunkin', like, afterwards.
You worked.
Yeah.
Oh, we were working in an office. We were trimming an office for my electrician.
Yes. So, I was making a little extra cashola on the side. Marcus needed some extra help. It was a win-win scenario. So, we would go and get an iced coffee, I think, as we were leaving. And Marcus was like, oh, sweet. Sip, play, what is it? Sip, play, win or something
Sip, play, win.
Yeah. And it's
the
like,
key word is win.
Right. So, we're like, all right, cool. This is like the Monopoly thing for McDonald's. It peels off the sticker that's on his cup. And it's like...
Any latte for a dollar.
And it's like, what the fuck is this? This is a coupon, not a prize.
Yes. I went ape shit.
Yeah, you're not winning anything if it's a coupon.
Right.
It's just a fucking coupon.
Like, give me one free munchkin.
Right.
Donut.
Done.
Then you won. I'd feel accomplished. I would go get my pumpkin munchkin and pop it in my mouth and drive home and be like, I'm a winner.
Yeah, I would get back in the drive-thru line just for that.
Yes. But so I... Needless to say, so I fucking lost my mind, and Nick is just laughing at me this whole time because I'm going crazy because I'm like, I didn't win anything. This is a coupon.
Right.
I can open up the Sunday paper and get a fucking coupon.
Right, for free without having to do anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, fuck off in your coupons.
Exactly. But if you're going to do peel sticker things that say win on them, it make them actually free shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
One free munchkin.
It's all I asked for. It's just one free munchkin.
Exactly.
So, back at the ranch. Oh, the story updates. So, the headline is, what's in a story? With game update 5.10, Jedi Under Siege. Siege, it's a great word. The next phase of the SOTOR storyline will kick off with a bang on the ancient Jedi world. Ravaged by a cataclysm centuries in the past, this beloved planet has been part of the Old Republic stories since the original Tales of the Jedi comics, and we're really excited to bring it to life for our players as a new daily arena with separate Republic
area.
New daily area with separate Republic and Imperial storylines. I got a little too excited there.
That's right.
With this ancient world, we will see the return of several fan favorite characters, as well as the introduction of some exciting new characters, including a powerful Jedi veteran. I like how they have to put in parentheses, it's not Revan, who will join Republic players on their mission to protect a hidden Jedi base, and a deadly commando who will aid Imperial players in their mission to destroy it. Over the coming months, we'll bring you more details about the planet and offer more insight about the conflict. So this is what I was the most pumped about, because I'm obviously more into story content than Ops. I do like Ops as well, but I was really pumped about this. This seems really cool, because I can't wait to get back and get through like the expansion stories.
Knights of the Fallen Empire?
Yep, Fallen Empire and...
Eternal Throne?
Yep, thank you.
And then you do... Then you'll do Iokath, which is awesome, because that planet looks like a Dyson vacuum.
Really?
Yeah, it's all machines.
Huh.
And then, so you get through Iokath, and then you do a few flashpoints, and the flashpoints are awesome.
Yeah.
And you have to do them solo.
Okay.
And they take probably like 45 minutes to do solo, but they're fucking great. When you finish the storyline, you're going to be like, wow, this is an awesome game. Even if you just play this game for the story, which that's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So I'm super excited for this.
This seems really cool.
The thing that, you know, I saw on Reddit, I've seen in all the Discord chats, people are like trying to figure out what planet it is. I don't want to know. Yeah. I want to be surprised.
I like surprises.
Because I've read all the comic books.
Right.
And so when my ship takes me there and I land and they say, oh, welcome to blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be like, oh my God. And all that like
nostalgia is going to flood back in.
Right. All those old memories are coming. But again, here we go. Here comes the new storyline. This is kicking it off. Welcome. We're finally getting something. You know, yeah, we had a summer of PvP, Debbie Downer. I'm not a PvPer, but I still played it.
Right.
And it was great what they did, and I enjoyed it, but now we're getting back to the roots. And I'm really, truly holding, I think it's Casey Hudson, or whoever the head of EA is, or maybe the head of BioWare, said that this is going to be the biggest year for SOTOR 2019. So if that's the truth, man, I'm getting pumped for it.
Yeah, that's sweet.
So
they're starting off well, and this isn't even in 2019 yet.
Right, and so a new daily area, which is great, so it'll be a lot like Oricon, which you haven't done that yet.
Right.
And so in Oricon, there's a daily area, which were your missions, your first time your missions, and then you ended with an op at the end of it. So I'm thinking it's going to be something like that over time.
Sweet.
But all of this is just sounding awesome.
Yeah, it's setting up for more content.
Yeah, so in the live stream, they basically said this is like the beginning of the prelude to the expansion.
Oh, that's so they're going to have some like prelude. 6.0.
Yeah, 6.0. So they're going to do a bunch of... you know, prelude stuff to lead you up to the major, major story.
Okay.
Sort
of like Ilium or something like that before the...
Yeah. Before Shadow of Revan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like it. And that's what I mean. So it's so great that they're diving in and you know an expansion is coming. No matter what's in the expansion, it's hard not to get excited about a game that you love and know that more content is coming.
Yeah, that's the best.
Because, you know, 8 months ago, people were wondering what the hell was going to happen with this game.
Right.
And, you know, and I understand, you know, BioWare's, you know, the SOTOR dev team is probably pretty small right now.
Sure.
Because they're working on that Anthem game. But holy shit, they've clearly been working on some shit for a while. If they're going to about to be dropping an expansion and, you know, getting us ready for this. So this shit's been worked on for a while.
Right.
I'm excited.
I am too. This is what I'm most excited for. So, the next section says gameplay and quality of life. It remains our strong belief that having a quality experience every time you play the game is as vital as new gameplay. We've started refining many areas last year and have continued adjusting our systems. You'll notice a variety of enhancements to weapons, armor, PvP war zones, guild systems, decorations, Galactic Starfighter, and more on a continuous basis over the coming years. With this roadmap, we are announcing the availability of a Master Mode Gods from the Sheen targeted for release with Game Update 5.10. We expect to make it available for testing on PTS in September. For those who love a good challenge, we'll be offering some of the most difficult boss fights ever experienced. Players will be rewarded for their efforts, but they should come knowing even the smallest of mistakes can lead to disaster. We are also developing additional operation content, and we'll discuss our plans in a future roadmap.
Can I just jump in?
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Right.
We're getting a new operation.
That's awesome.
Fucking confirmed.
Yeah.
So again, we're getting another operation. We're getting story content. They're fixing PvP.
Yeah.
Like...
And they're committing to continuous enhancements along the way.
Right, exactly.
Which I guess they kind of already do that, but still.
Yeah, but it's just a point. This is huge. And the Master Mode, Gods from the Machine, I'm probably never going to get to play it.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But for those people who have left the game because there's no Nightmare/Master Mode modes or all that stuff, like
they're going to get sucked right back in.
Well, maybe they don't come back, but they can't say, you know, so many people are like, oh, they forgot about us. This year, they've forgotten about nobody.
Right.
Everybody has gotten something this year. So yeah. If you can't say, oh, they didn't give me what I like, fuck you, they didn't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you're being overly picky if that's the case.
Well, there's nothing to be picky about.
Right.
If you're like, oh, they didn't give me the PvP I wanted. Come on.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
But anyway... this next part is going to be crazy.
So, this fall, we're also adding the next tier of gear for your characters. Tier 5 gear is different in that you'll only be able to craft it from schematics. More information to come on how you can acquire these new schematics.
Not happy.
Not happy about that?
Well, I'm happy about the new tier of gear.
Yeah.
I'm not happy that it's crafting because I don't craft.
Right.
I'm like the laziest MMO player ever.
Yeah.
I don't craft. I don't do conquest.
Yeah.
everybody, you know, I'll give everybody the materials and they'll make me the stuff that I need.
So for crafting, do you have like a craft skill? I've never crafted anything.
Yeah.
I'm chilling with my like 242 gear, something like that. I have like two pieces of that. And then the rest is 230. But yeah, I know people are cringing who do ops and that stuff.
Well, you could, if you did ops, you could
get more gear and get better gear.
We could do one run in one night and you would be full true 36 gear. But anyway, we're getting off topic.
So this crafting, so do you have to level up your crafting in order to craft the tier 5 gear? Or once you get the schematics for a tier 5 piece of equipment, then you can just go and craft it?
Well, you have crafting levels. Yeah. So if let's say if your crafting level is 600,
yeah,
you can make this piece, but the only way you can make it is if you get the schematics or the blueprint.
Okay.
To know, so you have to get the schematics to say you need 50 of this, 10 of this, one of this, and one of this.
And then you still have to go get the components.
Correct.
I see.
And so, but here's the what they don't tell you is, okay, so they may drop the schematic only in master mode ops.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Which I think, you know, I think they'll have to, that'll be one place, but I think, like, they are going to have to drop it somewhere else, like maybe flashpoints or here or there, and it, like, drops one in 100.
Yeah, like a low rate.
Yeah, so it
like
forces people who do master mode ops to get them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And those schematics are going to be huge, and then probably whatever you need to craft, it's going to be a lot.
Right.
You know, so we're 248 gear now, so I'm guessing it'll be a 250 gear.
That's what I'm assuming. If it's tier 5, probably 250.
Yeah.
Tier
and,
4
and it's
like...
not, they said it in the live stream that it's not going to be available on through like the command crates. You will not be able to get this stuff through that.
Okay.
Which again, it's kind of cool because, you know, it's not up to RNG. It's up to you playing the content.
Right.
Or crafting the content.
Which is pretty cool. I think that's cool.
I think it's good.
So, where were we? It says, it's still under the quality of life stuff. It says, we're also focused on substantially improving the overall experience for guilds. Starting with game update 5.10, we'll be releasing a variety of guild features, including heraldry, progression system, management, communication, and other general improvements. Guilds will also be able to challenge other guilds directly in PvP matches. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so you can, it'll be, you know, AIE can go against Bad Feeling and, you know,
and
just have
dominate.
Have a friendly match against them, but have fun and, like, it brings the community back together. Why do I love to talk about the game? Because I want everybody to come play it with me. This right here is me.
Right.
That paragraph made me so excited because that's what I'm about.
Right.
Like, I do my ops, but it's mostly about playing with people
right.
and bringing new people in and bringing new people to the guilds and communicating with them and having fun. Like, this is fucking great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
And as I think they're going to talk about it.
I think they do break it down a little bit more later. I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah, so they did. So we're going to stay tuned because I'm going to go fucking apeshit hostile when we start breaking down all the little things they talked about.
Right.
But this is fucking great. Anyway, so the schedule says,
Here's the plan for the remainder of this calendar year. Fame and Fortune game update 5.9.3 is scheduled for mid to late September. This update wraps up the summer of PvP. We're not locking down an actual release date until you've had a chance to give us feedback on the Vanden Hutball Warzone, available on PTS now.
Which is great, because they're letting you test it.
Right.
They're going to say, okay, it's ready to release, so then hopefully when it releases, there's not many problems with it.
Right.
Thank you, BioWare.
Smooth as butter, yeah.
Right. The people that really play PvP are going to play it on the PTS like crazy.
Right.
They're going to find the bugs because they're, you know, me and you go into a PvP match, we're just going to run down the middle and be like, oh, it's great. But the guys that are a sniper that want to find that deep, dark corner that can snipe the ball holder from here.
Right.
You know, they're, oh, shit, I'm floating in the air right now. There's a bug.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that's great.
I think so, too. It says Jedi Under Siege game update 5.10 is scheduled for fall 2018. Go ahead.
If I had to guess, I'm guessing it's coming last week of November, first week of December.
Right. That makes sense.
You know, because it'll be late fall. Because if they're saying mid to late September for 5.9.3,
you got to give it a couple months before.
Give
the
a
next
month
one.
Or so.
Yeah.
I would say maybe I'm going to, if I had to guess, late November, first week of December.
Right. So then they give a ton of stuff that they want to do for update game update 5.10. It says, our end-of-the-year update has new activities, new storyline, and many improvements to SOTOR. Here's an overview of some of the key highlights included with game update 5.10. New storyline based on the old rivalry between Sith and Jedi. Multiplayer, which, you know, we went through a little bit, the new Jedi planet and stuff like that.
Well, no, what they're saying is, so have you started Knights of the Fallen Empire?
No.
Oh, you haven't started that?
Negatory.
So basically, what happens is...
I think I'm still in, like, the Hutt cartel. All
right, so you're in Macab. So right now, it's Sith versus Empire.
Right.
But eventually, it goes to not that. And I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Okay.
But they're bringing that back, which is great, because they're, you know, it's the core of the game.
Right.
And I think they veered off of it a little, which the story was great. I had a great time. I actually enjoyed the shit out of that content.
Yeah.
But now they're coming back to, you know, the base game...
Right.
Republic versus Empire, which is great.
Okay. So they also say they have multiplayer gameplay, including a new daily area, and Master Mode for Gods of the Machine,
yep.
Which we talked about, crafted tier 5 gear, make your own top tier gear after obtaining rare schematics, and new crafting materials.
We talked about that.
The guild improvements.
Here we go.
Oh, sorry, this is out of order. System improvements, progression system, the new progression system that allows active guilds to customize and improve their experience the more they play.
So that is great.
Yeah.
So cool. Basically, they're going to make, like, legacy tiers for the guilds.
Right.
So as we're playing more and more and more, you know, we're probably going to rank, the guild will rank up, and things will maybe, hint, hint, BioWare, why don't you give us shorter spans to do the guild summon? So you know when we summoned you to somewhere?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, but once I summon you, I have like a 20-minute cooldown. Maybe as the guild ranks up, it goes to 19 minutes, to 18 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, that would be an awesome improvement. Holy shit.
Right.
BioWare, I just gave your answer, you know?
Right, more content.
But also, too, it shows, like, hey, how active is your guild? So then, at the same time, if Nick is new to SOTOR, doesn't know me and in it, and he's on Korriban, the starting planet on the M side, and you're getting guild invite after guild invite after guild invite from all these rando guilds,
right.
You can inspect them to say, well, what's their guild rank?
Right.
Or, you know, or... hopefully there's something that says, okay, this past week, the guild logged 1,000 hours.
Right.
Or it could say, this guild logged 10 minutes. And you're going to be like, well, they're not really fucking active in the game. Why would I join that guild?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I think that's just step one of awesome.
I think that's a great job. A great improvement also.
Mm-hmm.
It also says that we're still under guild stuff. Heraldry, which says you're going to just personalize your guild. I'm not entirely sure what that means.
So, I don't really know, but it sounded to me like somebody's... So, if I'm there and you click on me,
yep.
And it shows the guild that I'm in, AIE,
yep.
And you can click that tag and it'll give you maybe a little summary about it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe like a 3-sentence thing. So, in my thought, first thing that pops to my head is the first thing that somebody should say when they see AIE and SOTOR is... Star Wars The Escape Podcast.
Right.
Done. Like, because how many people listen to a podcast and might hear Max and Seema say, oh, AIE-guild.org, all that stuff, but it doesn't really register. But Then when they're in game and they say, Marcus, oh, holy shit, I just listened to The Escape Podcast. Click. I want to join that guild because that's what they do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That to me is like personalizing the guild. Other than that, maybe, like, making your own guild flare.
Right.
Like, over your head, like, in Destiny they have.
Oh, that'd be cool, too.
You know, so, like, for their clans, you can have your own custom, like, logo above your head. That would be cool, too.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yep.
So, it also says, PvP challenge system. Create custom Warzone, Arena, and Galactic Starfighter skirmish matches. And track your record against other guilds. That'd be pretty cool, because then, yeah, we could just whoop on Bad Feeling Guild all the time.
Or anybody else.
All the guilds.
Well, I'm terrible at PvP because I'm the Marauder. Like, I'll go in, like, when we did the free-for-all.
Yeah.
So there was, like, I don't know, call say 12 of us in one area and everybody had a kill. Well, I died. I was the first to die.
Really?
Well, I don't have any like
healing stuff.
Yeah, I don't have any of that. And probably because everybody was just like, well, let's get Marcus. And then everybody right. like let Max like live. I'm like, you guys need to kill Max.
Right.
He's, you know, he's healing himself right now. And they just were fighting whoever. And then Seema whooped his ass. And it was great.
That sounds good.
So anyway, but tracking, great. So
let's see. Conquest improvements. It says supporting the new guild features. That'll
cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Cool.
Management slash communication improvements to guilds. Inspect tool. Potential members can review guild profile and information.
Awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
So
you mentioned that before.
Yeah, like I've been talking about this for a while. Like if there was a way in the game to say, okay, Nick just joined the guild.
Right.
Okay. And but then and there's a tab inside our guild window where I can see that you're the new guy. I can message you and say, hey, welcome to AIE. You need any help, let me know, even though I'm not smart at all this SOTOR stuff. But, right. like, I can help you the best I can, or I'll probably find somebody that actually has the answers for you.
Right.
But the other thing is,
well, you did that for me, literally. Right. Like, when I was looking for, you know, the rotation for my Juggernaut, you're like, oh, I don't know what the fuck to do because I'm a Marauder, but I know Dent does, so he got me in touch with Dent, and then he helped me.
Right. Well, friend of the show.
Friend Shout of the show. Shout out to Dent. Yeah.
So, but the biggest thing for me is then I can say in that message, too, once they reply, if they want to,
right.
hey, here's our Discord information. Come join in on the chat. You know, right. we may not be in voice all the time, but our chat in SOTOR, like the SOTOR channel, is active crazy, like
all the time. Yeah, I had to like, shut it off because it was my pocket was just buzzing all the time.
All the time. And that's what I mean. So it's so we want people to be interactive because who's to say the new guild member, Nick, really wants to do ops, comes to mandatory fun nights a few times, is blown away by it, and then, you know, Death Star Troopers needs to fill in, and Nick fills in. Next thing you know, he comes a more active fill-in.
Right.
And then somebody has to leave because of their job or something like that. And then next thing you know, spot. Nick is walking into the spot because he's filled in and the team likes him and all that stuff, or her, whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome. I think I'm most excited. Can you tell the passion I have for this right now?
Yeah, the inspect tool and all these new guild improvements.
Just the guild stuff in communication. I'm so big on communication.
Yeah.
You know, I may not have a lot of time to play the game or communicate with everybody, but when I'm in game, I want to communicate with everybody.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. Let's see what else we got. So they're also going to put in logging. So logs and display a wide variety of guild member activity. That's great. Just like you were saying, you can actually go see who's active, who's not.
Right.
Yeah, which guilds are active and stuff like that. Who's doing what. That'll be sweet.
Well, it's going to be huge. So you have a guild member that, you know, if you're ever at your max limit, you can find out, oh, Nick hasn't logged in 6 months.
Right.
Well, but Jabronius wants to join the guild, but we can't let him in because this. Well, I'm sorry, Nick, you haven't played the game in 6 months. There's maybe you will come back, maybe you won't. But if you do come back, we'll invite you again. But right now,
well, we're kicking you out. Yeah, deuces.
Deuces. We're escorting you out.
Escorting. member mail. Easy way to send a message to the whole guild.
That's just great.
Yeah.
So if you know, we're doing an event, I can type up a, hey, Mega is, you know, Saturday, September 22nd.
Blah, blah, blah.
We're doing pod racing on the fleet. Come join us.
Right.
There's the plug for it. And mail it to everybody.
Right.
And whether you get the mail or not, I can send it to everybody in the guild.
Right. It gets more people involved.
Yes.
Let's see. Member banned by legacy. Allows removal of members based on their legacy. See, that I don't understand what that is.
Okay, so if you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And your tune name is cardboard box.
Oh, I see.
And you're an asshole, and the guild kicks you out, and you create a new character named Box Cardboard.
Right.
And you join the guild, and then you're an asshole again, and they keep kicking you out, but you keep coming back because they don't know.
Tunes. Yeah.
Now it's based off your legacy name, so now the guild will be able to say, oh, legacy name Plastic Bottle is bad news for the guild. Don't let them in. Blocked.
Right. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because you're so, you know, again, there's all those bad people that are just, like, there's no reason
to
be toxic.
The same type of people that are in the chat for the live stream.
Yeah, toxic people.
I get it now. Let's see. Increased rank cap. The number of guild ranks will be increased, which is cool.
So basically, every guild has their own thing, like, you know, citizen, apprentice, Jedi, master.
Right.
You know your ranks?
Yeah.
Where they're increasing that, so now you can be citizen, Padawan, apprentice,
Jedi Knight,
it's stuff like that.
Jedi
I'm not
Master.
Saying, right. I'm not saying we're doing that. I'm just saying, like, they're adding more tiers.
Right.
Which, whatever.
So, also in 5.10, companions are going to be returning. So, one of the companions coming back is going to be Doc. Jedi Knights will be able to reunite with the galaxy's most lovable, charming, roguish, brilliant, skilled, and above all, handsome doctor. It says in parentheses, Doc actually wrote this intro himself. Also coming back is Nadia. Jedi counselors? I'm going to go with counselors. Will be rejoined by their former Padawan, who has grown into a skilled Jedi Knight in her own right. Also, Jaysa. Sith warriors will be able to reunite with Jaysa, provided they turned her to the dark side. What up? In her own original storyline. We're still tracking down light side Jaysa, and we'll let you know if we can convince her to return. But that's awesome.
No, it's fucking terrible.
No, dark side is the right side.
No, it's not.
Yes,
the light side is the correct and peaceful side.
No, if you're going to be Sith, you got to be just bad to the bone.
No, that's absolutely not true.
Dark side Jaysa is happy Jaysa.
So I think they... I think they have it done.
Yep.
Because Charles Boyd said in the live stream that, you know, there's a good chance that it's coming back. But he's not sure if it's going to make it in this update.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Just bring it back. Like,
yeah.
You know, maybe I'm the minority that played Lightside Jaysa.
I think clearly.
Clearly, because they're doing Darkside Jaysa, so where's Lightside?
Right.
I mean, she was so nice. Like, she's like, I can't believe you want to, you know, defy the Dark Council and... go to the light side of the Force, and I was like, honey,
yeah, because that's the right, that's what you should do.
No, yeah, you gotta
dark
be
side.
Different. No, light side. Can't you feel the light shining on me right now?
No,
it's not dark in here.
I can feel the hatred surging through me.
No, that's such a fail. Anyway.
Peace is a lie.
No, it's not.
And anyways, player communication. as you've read over the past few months, particularly on the forums, we really do want to discuss game changes with you. We are listening and take your comments very seriously. For example, the addition of the apartment-style overlook in the Rishi Stronghold was directly an outcome of your PTS input. We will be communicating many of the improvements planned for this fall and will have an open dialogue about what to expect. Without breaking the storyline, we plan to make gameplay features and changes available on the PTS so we can make adjustments prior to the launch of Game Update 5.10. We'd also love to meeting you in person, so join us at Star Wars Celebration in Chicago next April 2019.
Boomba! I'll be there.
I will not because I didn't have enough money to buy tickets when they were on sale. I was a little short on cash at the time. But Marcus will be there, so if you want to go meet Marcus, go to Star Wars Celebration.
I'm just going to say, that's the most cop-out fucking answer ever. Because if you were like, dude, I just don't have the money right now, can you spot me? And buy the tickets, I would have bought your fucking ticket and you could have paid me back.
Oh.
So that's a fucking cop-out. But
well,
it's okay. It's okay.
We can get into that dialogue at a later point in time.
Yeah, once we're not recording and I'm kicking you in the ding-dong.
Right.
Anyway, so in Beyond 2018, as we roll into the new year, we have a ton of exciting adventures planned for you and your friends.
We're not ready to discuss the details yet, but you can be sure the conflict between the Galactic Republic and the Sith Empire is going to explode into a full-scale war that will draw your character into battle on new planets, where they'll fight alongside and against many new and returning fan-favorite characters. Thanks, everyone, for your continued participation with Star Wars The Old Republic. Keith, lead game designer, Star Wars The Old Republic.
So, we just broke down this fall roadmap completely.
Yeah.
I'm just as excited about it as I was before we talked about it. I'm actually more excited.
I'm more excited now, for sure.
Yeah, because let me ask you this. Does it make you want to go play the rest of the story content so you can play the new content?
Yeah, honestly, this is extremely motivating. I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to go play Spider-Man. I'm going to go play God of War. I'm going to go play Detroit Become Human or whatever. And I'm like, I kind of had put in the back, not I had subconsciously put SWTOR on the back burner.
Yes.
But now I'm like, okay, no. I want to get this done so I can go enjoy this new content too. Because there's so much in front of me that I haven't even tapped into yet.
Right. And
so I think even for other people, this new game update will be motivating to, hey, get back into SWTOR.
Well, you can skip Makeb you are and do the Shadow of Revan. I would tell you to do the Shadow of Revan storyline because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I read all those books, I want to learn about Revan.
Right, and you go to Yavin 4.
That's pretty sweet.
What are you guys talking about in here?
Find out next episode of Working Class Nerds.